Good morning, White Way Radio listeners. This is Reverend Alan Urasaki coming to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. And it's been very hot lately. And so this morning was a very nice day. Good morning. You know, it's already the month of November. And, you know, really, we can say that's almost coming to the end of the year. And we kind of think to ourselves, gee, where did this time go? It's, just time just flies by. And that's something that we frequently hear from everybody during this time. And, you know, along with that, you know, we also think, oh, gee, if I had done this or that, you know, this past year. We are reminded at the end that time does pass quickly. In Buddhism, this is a realization of the word mujo, or the concept that everything is in constant change. Nature has a wondrous way of making us aware of this change through the passing of the seasons. You know, it still kind of feels like summer, but actually we are really in the middle of fall. And you know, and each season has unique characteristics reflected in its colors, temperatures, and even the food that's associated with it. You know, during the fall and with Thanksgiving coming up, you know, we associate pumpkin pie, turkey, all those things as this kind of food season. But how are we aware of our own ongoing change for ourselves? Our mind and body are constantly transforming in an organic process and in response to our natural environment. It is a natural change that we often refer to as the process of aging. I feel that process is affecting me day by day. Buddhism expresses this process in the story of the four gates through which Prince Siddhartha passed. The first three gates represent old age, sickness, and death. Each of us will pass through these gates. There's no bypassing this. This is a universal truth. This reality, however, may leave us sad or maybe even depressed. You know, we're getting old, we're getting sick or ill, and even eventual death. The fourth gate that Siddhartha passes through represents hope, or really our hope. Here, the young prince sees a person seeking truth that will help him or her cope with anxieties presented by old age, sickness, and death. And if you remember when Prince Siddhartha went through the fourth gate, he saw, they say a mendicant, but really, you know, a monk reaching, you know, trying to practice these spiritual practices. So that is our hope, that we can seek the truth. When he was 29, Prince Siddhartha renounced worldly pleasures to seek answers to this suffering. Through countless rigorous practices, at the age of 35, at twilight on the eighth day of the 12th month, while sitting in meditation under a Bodhi tree, he was enlightened, or he had realized this universal truth. Detaching himself from misunderstanding, he was able to see the true nature of all existence. Thus, he attained this state of enlightenment. Until one reaches this state, a person leaves a life filled with blind passions, with suffering and sorrow. As an enlightened being, Buddha is not superhuman or supernatural who can overcome death, but now really a person who has gone beyond the simple human mind and has transcended illusions and delusions and sees the truth in a clear and meaningful way. This awakening transcends fears and brings a sense of deep joy. It allows us to live in the present, the here and now, with clarity. Awakening or enlightenment allows us to experience a unique joy and truly live life to its fullest. In the teachings of Jodo Shinshu, the enlightenment of the Buddha is of fundamental importance, and our founder Shinran Shonin stated in the chapter on practice in the Kyogyo Shinsho, he said, Shakyamuni Tathagata appeared in this world solely to teach the ocean-like primal vow of Amida. We, an ocean of beings in an evil age of the five defilements, should entrust ourselves to the Tathagata's words of truth. My interpretation or impression of this passage is that the coming of Shakyamuni Buddha was to help us in this beings in an evil age of the five defilements. We are lost in our illusions and delusions, and to transcend our narrow mind to one that is vast and unlimited by entrusting ourselves and listening to the words of the Buddhas. I often express this by saying that there is something out there which cares and embraces each of us with unconditional wisdom and compassion. This awakening of our individual minds through wisdom and compassion is, in part, to be one with the heart and mind of the Buddha. By experiencing compassion through the maiden giving him milk when he was hungry, Shakyamuni Buddha became aware of this wisdom and compassion that embraced him and thus assisted him to become enlightened. We are all experiencing change within ourselves and the environment around us. Awareness of this truth and the natural change helps us live each precious, unrepeatable moment to the fullest with gratitude through wisdom and compassion. Even if we do not realize it, these many countless causes and conditions are supporting us to go beyond our own suffering. In Japanese, we might express this in the saying, Okage sama de, that we are supported by these conditions, both seen and unseen. And thus, we should be truly grateful. And so, in this time, this month of Thanksgiving, you know, let's be mindful, not just of our heart and giving thanks, but also be mindful of our waist. And don't go overboard with your turkey stuffing and pumpkin pie. But lastly, I also want to say that November is a time when we remember all of our temple members who have passed in our annual Eitaikyo service. This is a very important service, one of the major services of our Honganji tradition. We remember all the members who have dedicated themselves to building our temples so that we may continue to listen to the teachings of Shinran, of Renyo, and of Amida Buddha. And so for this, we are truly grateful. And all together, let express our appreciation with saying the Buddha's name. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you for listening today, and I hope that you have a great Saturday. I hope UH wins tonight. And then I hope all of you have a great November and the rest of the year. Thank you very much. Mahalo for listening.